Radio Prague News.
The Czech Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg has assured his Israeli counterpart of Czech support for Israel in the Middle East peace talks. A new bypass around the Czech capital's southern outskirts has opened to traffic. And Hollywood star Tom Cruise is in Prague filming Mission Impossible 4, according to a press report. Czech Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg met with his Israeli counterpart Avigdor Lieberman in Prague on Monday and assured him of continued Czech support for Israel in the Middle East peace talks. Mr. Schwarzenberg said the Czech Republic had been, was and would be Israel's ally on the international scene. For his part, the Israeli foreign minister said the Czech Republic was one of Israel's most reliable friends. Mr. Lieberman also met with Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas during his one-day visit to Prague. His trip marks the 20th anniversary of the re-establishment of diplomatic ties between Czechoslovakia and Israel that were severed after the Six-Day War in 1967. A new bypass around the southwestern outskirts of Prague opened to traffic on Monday. The 23-kilometer-long stretch of motorway, which will allow traffic between east and the west of the country to bypass the Czech capital, took nearly 4 years to build and cost around 20 billion crowns, or more than $1 billion. The new bypass is expected to significantly reduce congestion in the city, but it has been criticized for excessive costs. Hollywood star Tom Cruise is in Prague filming the new thriller Mission Impossible 4, the Daily AHA said on Monday. The filming should begin within a week. Producers of Mission Impossible 4 picked Prague, where the first film of the series was shot in 1995, due to tax incentives for film productions approved earlier this year by the Czech government. While in Prague, Mr. Cruise will also shoot a commercial, the Daily AHA reported. President Václav Klaus, Prime Minister Petr Nečas and Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg agreed on Monday on splitting the foreign affairs agenda. President Klaus will represent the country at EU summits that primarily focus on the Union's external relations, while Prime Minister Nečas will attend summits with internal EU agenda. However, the upcoming UN summit in New York, as well as November's NATO summit in Portugal, will be attended by both the President and the Foreign Minister. The documentary film Český mír, Czech Peace, was awarded the main prize, the White Goose, at the DMZ International Documentary Film Festival in the South Korean town Paju on Sunday. The film about plans to build a U.S. radar base in the Czech Republic also proved a success in the United States, where it had its world premiere in July. The U.S. filmmaker Michael Moore said he would like to distribute Czech Peace as part of his Michael Moore Presents project. And in football, Atletico Madrid's Czech defender Tomáš Ujfaluši apologized on Monday for injuring Barcelona's Lionel Messi and putting him out of action for some 2 weeks. The incident occurred in the overtime of Sunday's game between the Spanish top division clubs. As the Argentine forward advanced in full speed, the Czech tackled him from the side and caught his ankle. He got a red card and was sent off the pitch. After the game, the Czech defender apologized to Messi and wished him a speedy recovery. My name is Jan Richter, and it's the end of the news.